What's going on, everybody? This is Jesse Carter over at The Pro Wrestling Shoot. The Pro Wrestling Shoot is a podcast that can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Every single Wednesday before AEW Dynamite, we dive into some of your favorite current day wrestling, as well as some old school stuff. We can also be found over on YouTube and Twitch, where we post exclusive video, whether it be content for video games, or wrestling news, or short clips, or even live streams. Come check us out and subscribe to The Pro Wrestling Shoot over on YouTube and Twitch. And if you want to find us on our social medias, it's at The Pro Wrestling Shoot on Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and TikTok, and over on Twitter at TPWS Podcast. The Pro Wrestling Shoot is not only just a podcast, we are also an independent company when it comes to audio engineering and graphics designs, as well as voiceovers. So come and follow us over on our social medias and check us out every single Wednesday over on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Hey, this is Graham.
And Brian from the Bombcast Podcast.
A podcast where we talk about movies, video games, music, life, and sometimes Sandra Bullock penis facials.
And you're listening to Everything Pro Wrestling, a show by the fans.
For the fans.
Hello. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the one, the only, the man they call Derek. What's up, D?
Yo.
We are here with an AEW Dynamite review for March 22nd, 2023. Lots and lots happening in the world of pro wrestling. We've got lots happening here on the EPW side of things. We've got some good news. We've got some news that may upset some people, but I think they're going to be happy with the end result anyway. Right. For some Everything Pro Wrestling stuff. Your boys, we have secured the bag, the tickets for Forbidden Door. We will be going to the event. Let me tell you this. This was one of the absolute hardest events to get tickets for since the Attitude Era, not including WrestleMania. And WrestleMania is really not hard because you could always get the tickets, but it's still like, damn. That's how I'm feeling with it, at least.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Just the fact that, like, oh, never mind. It's just too much.
It's hard out here, all right? So we're out here. We're trying to make things happen. We're trying to work. So show us some love. And in the meantime, we're going to start the intro for the show. We'll talk a little bit more, chat, get live, and sit back and listen to some Everything Pro Wrestling. Let's get it. Everything Pro Wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, Everyday Pro Wrestling, they can never be you. Yeah. Always good to hear the theme, baby. Shout out to my man Monteezy for doing the theme for us. Much love, much appreciated. I'm going to move this mic a little bit closer to us. Just a scooch. And you know what movie that's from? Legend. Yeah, lots happening in the world of AEW, man. So I do want to get back to this Forbidden Door stuff here for a little bit. So with us going to this show Sunday, June 25th, that's going to leave some openness at this point in time for some things. What's going to happen to the review, guys? You always do a review afterwards. You'll probably end up getting our thoughts. Maybe we can convince Derek to bring that GoPro, you know, the technology he had that he just didn't tell anybody about. He's just chilling. Maybe we can use that for some evil or something. I don't know. Maybe we could do like a vlog even. Well, we'll try to put something together for you if Derek's willing to share his technology with us, you know, that we just found out about that he's had for a while. So,
all right, for a couple of years now.
Get out. Get out. I think next week me and Derek will try to, if everybody reminds me, we'll try to give like a little preview and predictions for Supercard of Honor. I will admit me and Derek have not watched all of these shows yet for Ring of Honor. Nope. I started watching parts of the first episode. I've caught some of the stuff that's on New Japan World, but we will probably talk about that next week. So Matt Lopez, I'm sure, will remind us as our ROH resident.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the chat. Let's get into some of this real quick. Terrell's in the house. He said, everything pro wrestling. People are also forgetting that there's another WWE versus AEW storyline in AEW. Blackpool Combat Club against Dark Order. Waiting for, I'm guessing, BPC to team up with. Oh. So there's, he's saying WWE guys. Yuta's not a WWE guy, though, to be fair.
This is true.
Eric Douglas said, please don't read my comment. I'm sorry. Okay, Eric, what's up? That was a great WCW style ending, but Don was wrong for that. We will get into the finish. Matt Lopez says, good evening. Positively, he said, yeah, the show was fire. Facts. So Stokely upgraded from Joker henchman to a member of the NOD, the Nation of Domination. We are the Nation. Domination. Of course he did. Let's see here. Daniel Garcia looks like he left bottoms up on Chippewa. That's definitely a Buffalo joke. Come on now. Come on, B-Boy. Kyron and Derek, what up? Salute. What up, Terrell? Kenny the Goat, pay the man, Tony. Put that gear in the game. Facts. BJ in the house. What up, Beach? Appreciate you. A said another 5-star classic. Congrats on the ticks, bro. Shout out to Wrestle Ticks and Mr. Warren Hayes for keeping me updated on when stuff would change and make moves with that. So I had better tickets 2 times and I couldn't get to them. And then here's what pisses me off the most. So after I buy the tickets, I always end up looking. Someone posted after. I see 5 seats. So we needed 5 tickets. 5. I'm going to blame Donnie for this, too, for part of it. Better be listening, too. He does have the highest view video out of all of us me, though.
He does.
So I see 5 seats right in the front. Somebody bought them and put them up on resale for $1,300 Canadian dollars. Bro, are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind, bro, to think someone's going to pay for that?
Terrible.
Boys out here just wiling out, man. Hey, hold on now. Matt Lopez said, pretty damn good show. Move the Bills to Toronto and give us the Jays. don't touch the Bills, bro. Leave the Buffalo Bills where we are. They got Toronto Blue. We want to go see baseball. We'll go over to Toronto and watch baseball. All right. I'm a Yankees guy, but we can't be doing all that now. All right. I respect the Blue Jays, but don't do that now. Have BJ do the post show. He could. Holla at me, Beach. Holla at me. But usually what we do is when we get back to the hotel, I'll record it right then and there. Because the beauty of this will be Derek, you will finally see Derek's reaction to New Japan people live. Derek seen him at like Ring of Honor, but he didn't know. This is on a grandiose scale now. Let's see here. Both Mox and Soraya's heel turns not only seem out of place, but similar. The Bills will never go to Toronto. Never. We better not let it happen. Derek withholding the tech. Damn. See? Derek needs to watch Impact. I've been trying to tell him.
No.
Matt Lopez says he will remind me next week. Deanna said, what a show. What up, Deanna? Cray said, EPW Nation. What up? What up, Cray? Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. My man Sean gave me a call earlier today. Much love to Sean. We host Clash of the Podcast. This week we were at a different time, but we are back next week. WrestleMania preview. Derek, are you going to be on this show?
WrestleMania preview?
Next Monday, 6:05. You going to be around or no?
I should
be. No, I don't want none of that from the car crap. I don't want none of that BS. I don't want none of that. I got to put my GoPro on charge. None of that. Now he got to check his schedule for us.
Wait, what day is that?
Next Monday. You see this? Sean, we appreciate you. Clash of the Podcast every Monday, 6:05.
My guy helps.
Deanna's still in here. I'm just trying to make sure I catch everybody. I hate Ticketmaster as well, B-Boy.
Ticketmaster is horrible.
Yeah. Yo, that's the real crime. Sonny Bimbo in the chat. What's good, Sonny?
Sonny!
He's that's why they call him the invisible hand for a reason. Hashtag Carney. I hope they don't give the outsiders all of the wins. Be patient, Eric. They're telling the story. Let them tell their story. BJ and Jesus De Leon. He's not even in here, but we had to say it. Jesus, you better be in this live chat, man. I better hear you talking.
Right.
Make Derek watch it at 4 a.m. See, he needs to. That's how he can appreciate the true New Japan. you'll be here in the building.
In the building, bro.
If he ain't here, if y'all see me and Sean doing the show solo, I expect to see in the comment section crapping on Derek for lying about time.
I'll be here.
BJ said, I may be up for that. We will talk. Let me know, Beach. Let me know. Jocelyn said, Perfecto, excuse me. I was adding too many letters in there, too many consonants. Hey. Better watch out. Pat Sajak might put me in the chicken wing, looking like Bob Backlund. Lamar Jackson is available. Is TK in love with Sunshine, aka Trevor Lawrence? Is he Martin's brother? Don Callis flopping worse than the NBA players. Come on now. Hubs is giving you the tough options here. Derek, we need you on the show, bro. Two, Conrad, almost 12K views, 500 likes. Follow EPW Show on TikTok. I had to put Sean's epic rant up of Yokozuna winning the title at WrestleMania 9 because Brett got salt in his eyes and Brett couldn't kick out. Classic. Oh, Jocelyn said Women's Stadium Stampede is coming. I wouldn't mind that. Or if they gave them Anarchy in the Arena, because I liked that match a lot last year when they did that.
I would do Anarchy.
I think it fits better with a live crowd versus being outside. You're doing flips off of field goal posts and stuff. Right. They were tripping. 4 a.m. New Japan and a steak, egg, and cheese. Yo, E, we should add the 4 a.m. to it as well for New Japan. Make him sit up, watch a New Japan show, eating it, just angry, looking like the dude with the veins popping out his neck, like just suffering.
That's
too much.
That's not going down. No, I'm definitely locked in.
Someone said that deadly salt. They know, man. They know. Whether it's blood and guts or Stampede, Team Soraya wins. I like it.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, Soraya. Damn it. I don't know why I keep messing that up. Sean over Brett. Sean didn't lose the salt. Sean wouldn't put salt over. He lays down for no one. All right. Let us talk here about this show, right? I thought tonight's Dynamite was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of, listen, the Twitter fingers were real, though, with a lot of this.
Of course. You know what, man? Twitter is like the epitome of I talk trash.
Listen, you got it, though. You got it. We talked about the tickets already. We open up with scenes in the back. We have a little whoop, whoop, whoop. The sirens are going off. You know why they're going off. Well, it's the Young Bucks. They got their asses kicked backstage, apparently. They lead you to believe the Blackpool Combat Club has beaten that ass, which they probably would have. And they lead you to believe that that is what is happening. Do we know that for sure? No. We didn't see it happen. Pulling back the curtain from the show for a second. I did just show Derek that CM Punk brought up an interesting fight in pro wrestling that happened with the man they call Skinner, a.k.a. Steve Kern, and Coco Beware, where they got into an altercation backstage, and then he said Lawler brought him in the office and made him make up. Has that occurred? Is it going to occur? There was a trolling video out as well where the Young Bucks were in front of a bus with CM Punk, and he was on it. I don't know. Maybe it's me just wishful thinking as a Punk fan. I don't know. I just know that if you don't like CM Punk, I'm going to be so unbearable. The moment that music hits, it's over for everybody. I'm going to let you know. I will be happy. But I don't know if that's what's going on here. Are they trying to tell a different story? Who knows? But Hangman Page ends up going into the ambulance with, I believe it was Nick Jackson. Yes. Cutler and Michael Nakazawa go with Matt. They're doing their thing, and Hangman got in with them. So is this the return of the Hung Bucks, possibly, as a trio? Don't act disappointed, bro.
Very disappointed.
This could be great stuff.
Is it?
It could be great stuff.
Could it?
It could. Let's see what they do. Let's see what they do. We will not be talking about Brett Favre in this chat. He doesn't even deserve a breath. He's not a role model. He's a jeans model. Let's see here. Also, are they bringing back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel at McDonald's? I saw it earlier, was going to message you, but figured you were doing it on the show. Would be more fun. We've got it back here, I believe.
Yeah.
But some places never lost it. Like I heard out in the Midwest, they never lost it.
Yeah.
Shout
Midwest
out,
kept it.
Shout out to Cactus and XG Dub. Always eating that steak, egg, and cheese.
That's not breakfast.
This man. Lots of storytelling and consistency tonight. I agree. What up, Connor? Connor in the chat. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Six said he gonna cry like last time. Come on now. Who was crying? What you talking about? I didn't cry. Let's see here. Takeshka and Maki Ito did it. Knock it off. Knock it off. So we'll see what happens.
We need not mention her name.
Come on now. Nothing wrong with Maki. I like Maki.
There's everything wrong with Maki.
Derek, you got to stop hating, bro.
I'm not hating.
We need it out of the blood. Listen, opening match. We start off with Orange Cassidy, who was rocking face paint tonight. Nice touch. Just an O in the C on the side that you can tell he just did with his finger. versus Darby Allin and...
It's Dad.
It's Sting! That just made me sad. Makes me want to play the AEW game.
Right.
Hope there's no one holding up the game. By the way, put up a Tupac picture today, too. I'm dead ass serious about that. If I hear you say wait forever, stop that cornball shit right now. We know. You've been waiting. I get it. And in this match, we got Kip Sabian, the Butcher, and the Blade. Butcher and the Blade are out here doing their thing. I wasn't mad at this match. You know what? I think me and E were talking during this match, and I really feel like you could do something with them.
You can.
If you tweak the characters and focus on them winning. But when they lose and lose and lose and lose, they lose momentum.
Yes.
And it makes you not care. Put the Butcher and the Blade as a tag team that wants money. They will beat up anyone for money. And then when you turn them babyface, bro, because they'll help anybody. And I mean anybody. MJF, they'll help anybody with dollars. And then the one time they have to help a babyface or they don't want to take the money, they will be over. Follow the APA to a T. I guarantee you this shit would work.
That's basically what they are.
Tony, holla at me, bro.
That's basically holla what at they me. Are. APA with Edge. You know what I mean?
I love Craig. Craig said, it's a work. Coming back. Once upon a time, Don played everyone for Kenny, and it's happening again. Here we go. Are they going to be best friends? We'll save that for the end. Maki is my queen. Hate. Don't you dare hate on Maki. I'm the lead army against you. Derek, CJ didn't shed tears of joy for that Punk return. I was happy. I didn't cry. I was very happy, though.
This man, him there, became out of his fucking clothes.
Yo, chill out with all that, man. Chill out with all that. I'm trying to stay low key here. I've been waiting for anyone longer than anyone saying wait forever. Dave for Pro Wrestling X literally said 20 years ago to get that No Mercy sequel. Whatever happened to that game? We'll have to talk offline about that, E. Who, Chronic and APA? Yeah, you could do that. It's not that bad.
It's not.
So, throughout this match, Sting definitely did a lot of the Orange Cassidy things in it. Sting, this was the easiest work match Sting ever had to do.
Yes.
He was doing the kicks. He was doing the rolls throughout all of this match. He learned a lot from Orange. Kip Sabian went for a springboard. He got caught in the Scorpion Deathlock. Why? Because he's Kip Sabian. Butcher him.
Dad 2.0.
Butcher the Blade go to hit him. Sting no sells it. We love it. This is just classic pro wrestling. Orange was out here working. Orange has had his working shoes on for a while. He's been one of the better things like to watch on Dynamite, truthfully. Yes,
without a doubt.
And after they try some things, Scorpion Death Drop on Kip. Sting held him for a long ass time. Like, he looked like he was waiting for the NWO to come out. Drop Kip. He gets the win. And Stings gets up. He's like, let me pull my sweatpants up. Orange gives him the sunglasses to put on. But during all this, Darby's looking up at the double or nothing sign. He didn't do the point like WrestleMania, like the whole. the hell are you looking at?
Right. Yeah. You know what, bro? I like the fact that he looked up at the banner, because that goes to show you, like, it's weighing heavy on him, and you can see a little bit of doubt. You can see a little bit of passion, but you can see a little bit of doubt. And it's like, this is my moment, but damn it, this is going to be an uphill climb for me.
It was. And it makes you wonder, what are they teasing here? Because Darby's thing was subtle. Like, Sting celebrating with Orange, and then he looks up at the sign, and they call attention to it. Like, Darby's looking up at the poster for AEW Double or Nothing. I like it. I think it works.
Yes.
But what is the story? Is it going to be for the world title, or is it something else?
I think we got to wait
to see what it is.
I think it's something else, bro.
What up, Richardson? Manny Richardson, I see you in the chat. I'm about to get to your comment here in 1 second. Matt Lopez brings up a good point that I had in the beginning, and I skipped over this. How did everyone feel about the red, white, and blue ropes tonight? It felt very, you know, them old WWF rings when you were like a little kid? It felt like those. But did it work, the red, white, and blue? I noticed it at first, but then I didn't notice it by the time we got to the end of the night.
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I didn't notice it at all. Actually, no, I didn't notice it at all until the end, until the main event. Then I noticed it then because there was something there for me to do, or something for me to actually see it and actually pay attention. In the beginning, I didn't really
pay attention. I mean, the color scheme technically works. I always like black ropes, though, because it's just subtle.
Yeah.
But listen, if they want to go to it, fine. I wouldn't mind it, even if it was like for a 4th of July show, whatever. Right, if it's going to work, it's going to work. I just wish the colors were more on pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever. Listen, it's classic pro wrestling when you see it at its best. Manny Richardson, oh God, yes. Conrad and Derek Fire, we soon are going to have our dream match, Jay Cargill versus Goldberg Street versus retirement match. Y'all better listen. If you're wishing Bill Goldberg, because he just got out of that WWE contract, to come over to AEW, shame on you. Shame on you.
Huh?
Goldberg's out of his contract. Everyone's like, pick him up, Tony. Call him up, Tony. It's a trap. Do not do this.
Do not do this.
Well, please. You could do it for a match, but I don't think you don't want to sign Goldberg for long term. No. I don't need to see Goldberg matches all the time. Honestly, Goldberg can have his last match and just peace. I've been done with him since like the Dolph Ziggler match, truthfully. Yeah. Not mad at him. Not saying Goldberg's like the worst thing ever, but I don't need to see it anymore.
Yeah, no.
I don't need to see it anymore. What up, Rated R? Rated R Tokyo in the house. He said it stinks. I don't know what he's referring to. He said that WWE agent influencing. Tony's finally delegating. Jacoby Peter says, sup, Derek and Conrad. I get WCW vibes with the new ropes that AW had. Not bad, but not too bright. I hear you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deanna said, keep Goldberg off my TV. Just like if it was, well, I'm going to find a way to get that song, that joint back in here. Ropes clash with the lasers a bit. See, he saw what I saw. You try to get Kyra to delete you, aren't you sick? Wardlow versus Goldberg, the real one versus the dime store version. Wow. Let's go Bill Goldberg to AEW. See, people, Goldberg just needs to job out to Orange. Yo.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Man, Goldberg can stay backstage. Let me see here. I hope I'm saying this right. Lanier, sup, Kyron, Derek, do you think Stokely wore the Nation gear because Tony or AEW soon is going to hire Farouk? I don't see Ron Simmons coming in. Ron Simmons makes that good WWE money. He's friends with Bradshaw. They getting paid. They in them WWE games. They're all right.
Yeah.
They're doing all right. Keep Goldberg off my television. Here we go. Just give us Stone Cold versus Goldberg. And then have him go to AEW, then have him face. Wait, who would we face? Yo, buddy. Goldberg versus Hook. Y'all wilding out, man. I like it, though. At least people are being creative. We get a video package for everyone involved in the four-way. We had some audio issues tonight with, like, cutting back to promos and then coming back to stuff. that's just going to be stuff they got to work on. Not going to penalize him too much. And I think MJF was swearing in his thing because he was yelling really loud. He still looked like shit in this, by the way. His eyes were done. He got, it looked like he got dotted.
Like a raccoon, bro.
He did have the two bags under his eyes. He had bruises. It looks bad. So
and his eyes, like,
That headbutt did damage, bro. Bad. Kenny Omega versus Vikingo. We get a nice video package for all those who said they didn't show a video package multiple times. Social media, YouTube channel, and on Rampage. And you got one in the first hour of Dynamite. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Farouk, a.k.a. Farouk, WWE checks, daddy. Would rather see Goldberg at AEW and keep Paul White on my television. Paul White got that match with Kenny Omega. Y'all gonna be sorry about this.
Nah, bro. That's gotta be fake. That's not real.
You said it.
That's not real. Who said it?
The man.
I'm not trusting Paul White.
All right, bro. I'm just saying, have faith. Next up, tag team title match. We got the Guns versus Top Flight for the tag team straps. Top Flight tries to go off, but the Guns immediately slowed down the match, making sure they got their booze. Top Flight was able to get in some of their high-flying moves that they do here. Top Flight's great if you love what they have the similar matches all the time. They can fly, jump around, especially Dante, great. Darius is great since he came back, I think. And they actually look like they're having a feud with the Kingdom.
Yes.
Interesting, in my opinion. The Kingdom end up making a pretty nice save. They come out there, they help the Guns out. And this leads to their finish. They hit the tag team finisher. They get the win. Well, Top Flight chases them through the arena. F the Kingdom. They're pissed. I think we're going to see something with them in that ladder tag team match, Reach for the Sky tag title match in honor of Jay Briscoe. And following that up, I said, you know what music we got to hear instantly? Don't, 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 don't. FTR come out immediately. Don't. I love it. FTR come out and they start trying to get a tag title match. They said, listen, what do you want for the tag title match? Put anything on the line. Austin Gunn said nothing. And I like that because a heel would say that. We won't challenge for the titles again. Nothing you can say will make us give you a tag title match. That's not good enough.
Right, exactly.
I think they offer like two or three things. Nothing. And then Dax finally gets on the mic and says, you know what? If you beat us, we'll leave AEW forever.
Right.
Interesting. Contract's up in April. Allegedly. Does FTR leave AEW? Because they recently said they've made a decision on what they're going to do. Do you believe what Dax is saying here? Is he telling the truth?
It's hard to say, bro. Hard to say, but I just hope they make the right decision for our sake, for their sake.
Going back to Vinnie Mac?
I wouldn't do it.
Shaving the back interview segments again with the Usos?
No, bro. I don't know if I
would. Dax actually said he didn't hate that. He was like, I could be funny. I could show some range. But I think AEW is their best place. Yeah. Chat, what do you think? Where does FTR fit in best in your opinion? I'd like to hear it. Afterwards, bro, they do the handshake. They put their hands out. Yo, I don't know who spit on Dax, but you are a nasty motherfucker for doing that. And I have to swear, because he hawked a loogie, and I saw Dax wipe it, bro, and you saw when the string happens? Have you ever seen the Eminem video with the onion rings? I'm sorry if I'm grossing people out, but dude, it was so nasty what they ended up doing, bro. So nasty.
Bro, that was so much spit on the side of his head. Like, dude, oh my God. Like, when he went to go wipe it off his face, it was like,
yeah, I was like, yo, cameraman. Come on, fam.
Back out from that one.
Yeah, to me, it should be on site next week. Automatic ass whoopings. But the Guns could probably say, like, we filed an injunction. You can't touch us till the match.
This is true.
until we're ready to have it. Speaking of draggers, have you y'all seen that new Japan teaser? Yes, I saw the new Japan teaser, but I have no clue who it is. Derek has no clue what we're talking about. But I'm interested. BJ says the guns suck the air out of every room they are. I like that though.
Yes.
I like that they do that. Because I even told Derek their music sounds like it's about to slap. And then when you hear it, you're like, oh man, it's the guns. Jocelyn keeps it 100. She says I hate on the guns, but their gear slaps. It's Shawn Michaels 92. I ain't gonna be mad at it. I'm an HBK fan.
Not at all.
Lucas in the chat. What's up, Lucas Thomas? He says, sup, Conrad and Derek. Say what you want, but I want to see Sting versus Goldberg in 2023. Just kidding. But do you think Berg, we're just calling him Berg now at this point, is going to one of the best entrances, better than Sting, will be crazy? I don't know if they'll go that far. Yeah. Like I said, maybe Goldberg, maybe you could do like a little reuniting of WCW guys. Maybe you guys could call Kevin Nash, but he doesn't watch the show. So, you know, I don't know. But, you know, if you insult him, he'll get mad for you doing that. But he can insult saying he doesn't. I don't know. That was one of those flexes that you didn't need to do. Why'd you say that you don't watch the show? I get Triple H is running. That's your buddy.
Bro. Stop beef sucking.
Can't say that, bro.
I didn't specify. I didn't elaborate on what I was saying.
I mean, beef is like cow, so.
I mean, hey.
Can't say that, bro.
Do what you will with it.
The Kingdom Feud is from ROH. Watch ROH. Shout out to Daily Motion. I'm going to need you to send that link, E. Now, let me stop. The hold up. Goldberg versus MJF for the World Championship. Get smacked in the face. What? Oh, get smacked in the face by Deanna. She might. Yeah. Conrad, you see that new Japan tease? A new wrestler, someone's getting repackaged on Twitter. I did peep that, Lanier. I did. And correct me if I'm saying your name wrong. Like, I always want to say people's names correctly. So if I'm wrong, please help a brother out. Goldberg used to strap them boots on. let's see here. Dax would go to CMLL before he went to WWE. Top Flight and Kingdom have been feuding in ROH. They've been feuding, I think, before ROH even came back, technically. I need FTR to stay where they are. They could be more free, and that's an AEW. FTR, AEW, AEW. If they happy, then they happy. Agree, Lanier. The ink on that contract, FTR, AEW contract, drier than the Sierra Desert. Yeah. It was Austin. Yeah, of course, Austin's nasty ass did that spit. By the way, listening to his music, the boy can flow. I just wanted to randomly let people know. FTR, AEW, it was frothy. Get this man out of here. Stop it. Six that man, if they go back to WWE, they're going to be jobbing the Maximum Male Models.
Oh.
And someone said Alexa Bliss was on The Masked Singer. Shout out to Alexa Bliss. I heard that she had a scare dealing with something along the lines of skin cancer. I'm glad that she's healthy, and that's why she's been gone. So I'm glad that she's okay. Let's see here. I do not speak Spanish, but I will see if I can, if somebody can let me know if that translates into anything, please let me know on Twitch. But much appreciated for the comment, Teobat 1001. Thank you. Yo, y'all got chill with the 6ix9ine comments. Yeah. Y'all got to. Someone said block the spam. Is that spam? Is that what that is? F Kevin Nash and his bad knees. Jeez Louise. You could say Lanier. All right, got you. I think it's Cornacki Lanier. I hope I'm saying that right. Once again. Who attacked the Young Bucks? It was Rikishi. I did it for The Rock. Done.
You know what? What if he actually did that?
Yo, someone said Bliss was on The Masked Singer and she can sing.
Can't she?
Yeah. She seems very talented.
Is she?
Yeah, she was a cheerleader. She did a lot of stuff. Alexa Bliss can sing. She can do some stuff, man. See, now you hate, bro. Let it go. Let it go. All right.
Well, I mean, she got to be good at something.
Six at what? Too far? Yeah, you all right. You all right, Sing. I would expect nothing less. Next up, Taya, Jay Cargill. We get some interview. They show highlights from last week. Jade in the interview is with Smart Mark Sterling, and he says that he is issuing a cease and desist letter to Taya for using Jade's finisher. Layla Gray says that she's going to deliver that letter to her on Rampage Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because I'm Excalibur right now. Before leaving, though, they laugh at the idea of Stokely Hathaway having a match that's coming up next. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Someone said your hate fuels me, Derek. Speedball Mike Bailey versus Hiroshi Tanahashi is around the corner. I'm with it. It's in the blood, Conrad. Laugh a lot. Austin got that rap from Road Dogg. Don't get me started on. Oh, you didn't know? I'm better than Brett. Shut your ass up talking that foolishness. All right. Listen, he can say a lot of things. All right, Road Dogg can talk the talk, but in ring, fam. As a whole package, nah, fam, nah. I can't let you say that about Brett. But we're about to talk about happy things. Someone hit Frankie Beverly and Mays. Happy feelings. We got the FTW champion Hook versus Stokely Hathaway. Now here, Stokely is looking like a henchman. Stokely has been training, one of the funniest training montages I've ever seen, with Isaiah laying on his back, telling him to squat, and then moaning every time, like, ah. I was like, what is this? Then they show Matt Hardy and Ethan Page, they're body slamming him. They're like, you got to get ready for Hook. He's a suplex machine. Why the hell y'all body slamming me then? He's right. They were just going in. He's eating cookies and Funyuns during this training. What were they doing? He said, I missed his comment. Which comment did I miss, bro? I think I tackled all your comments. If I missed it, put it back in here. Dude, freaking hilarious this. So Stokely comes out, looks like he's part of the Nation of Domination, as we mentioned earlier. Hands Justin Roberts a note and says, listen, doctor said I can't wrestle and I'm officially retired. I'm done with this. Justin Roberts says, sir, this is a receipt from Wingstop. Derek lost his shit. Derek, before we get into this, Derek, is this Hook's best match?
This is Hook's best match.
Derek showed Hook respect tonight. I was shocked.
This is definitely his best match.
Stokely brought the comedy with this.
Stokely did bring the comedy. That's what amplified it for me.
And what made it funny was he wrestled like a manager. He bumps like a manager. He doesn't look like he knows what he's doing. I'm not saying that to, like, when Bobby Heenan took bumps, Bobby Heenan knew how to wrestle. He was a wrestler at one point. Right. But when he takes bumps, it looks like, dude, this shit looks rough. What are you doing, bro? He looks like he's getting tossed around. Right. All fair game. So Stokely tries to run away in the crowd. Genius, because what would you do if they told you were wrestling Hook? I'm out of here, bro.
Right.
Hook played lacrosse, bro. Hook is fast. Lacrosse people have cardio for days. I play basketball. I suck at cardio. I will suck wind all day. Like, I'm done. Pause. And while doing that, you are done. You're breathing heavy. You're sweating. Hook jumped over that barricade like it was nothing. And caught him. Ass like this,
man. Hook is my boy for this match. This one was really good. Him and Stokely really sold this,
right? Lanier said, "Got right." Austin got his rap from Jesse James, but Billy got country as Bart. We ain't playing that. No smoking gun slander in this chat.
Guns.
I was going to do a Biggie line, but I caught myself. So, dude, they brought out a guardrail from under the ring. I think it was a tribute to Sabu versus Taz for the record. Stokely got messed up, bro. Sabu. He went for the pen. He picked him up after. Locked him in the red rum. He was done. Yes. Stokely took a beating in this match. I loved it. Oh, dude, another funny spot in the beginning. He went to do like the Cesaro uppercut on him. And when he fell, Hook didn't move. And he looked at him like, what the hell are you doing, bro? Yo, it was great. It was great, bro, because he thought he really did something. He's like,
yes. Yes, he definitely.
Oh, and he had a great Tupac line, too.
Yeah. Great Tupac line. He did something else, too. What was it?
He was talking foolishness out there, bro. I'm just trying to see. Yeah, he got his ass whooped this match. That's basically what it is.
Yeah. Gotta leave it for what it is.
Right? Road Dogg said he's better than Bret Hart. Wow, too many chair shots. Y'all mean, man. Mm. Stokely was good, but Don had bump of the night. Here we go. I love it. They kept Hook strong. Hook's still serious. I think Hook's going to lose soon, though. The time is going to come. But yeah, Stokely is great. Stokely is a national treasure and should be protected at all costs. I put that on Twitter. I mean it. I love Stokely. Stokely is one of my favorite pieces of AEW television.
Listen, Stokely brings a great dynamic with just the things that he does, what he says. It's refreshing to have somebody like Stokely in the industry who can break the ice simply just by being himself.
I love it. And it feels like you're allowed to bring your blackness to pro wrestling. Right. I know what I'm saying. I like that. I feel like I can vibe with this dude. I know everything he's talking about. When he's talking about Tupac or quoting Ambitions of a Rider, I'm like, this dude is a fool. We get it. We love it. I like it. It's good to have diversity in pro wrestling.
Yes,
it's a beautiful thing.
You definitely need it because that not having diversity leaves you stagnant.
Stokely should have called Kama and D'Lo.
Oh.
Looks like we are getting Ethan Page versus Hook, and that's a true test for Hook. Yeah, Ethan Page will be a good person to put him in there with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Stokely bringing back the Nation of Domination. We talk about you got the Firm. Firm had new music, too, which I really liked. I thought it was good. Tech Nine shown in the crowd.
Tech Nine.
I saw him taking pictures with my good friend as well, Swerve. Maybe we get a collab soon. I'd like to see it.
That would actually be dope. I'm not even gonna lie.
I'd love to see Swerve, Montese, and Tech Nine on a joint. Can we make it happen?
That would be nice.
Shoot, they might even have to call up John Connors and the homie Rich Latta. Why not? Why not make it happen?
Got
to
do something, man. If you're gonna go out like that, you got to make it worth your while.
Tony said, "Y'all want black folks on TV? QT, find someone black on Twitter." Stop it. Tech Nine, a legend on the mic. Facts. Actually, you know what was great? I usually use like word text because I can't write all this stuff out while I'm trying to talk to Derek, eat, and watch my kid or the intern, as I should say. Yeah. Now you guys know what the joke is with that. The when I'm trying to watch all of that happen at the same time, I was like, yo, what the heck? So I use it, but when I said Tech Nine, they wrote it how his name is written.
Yes.
It was a beautiful thing. Royce the 5'9", too. I'd like to see him in there. Royce got bars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Someone said put The Rock on for a feature. Rock got some heat right now. You messed up the DC Universe. James Gunn already took over. It's over. So some middle ground shit.
Bro, I saw that. I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about? He didn't mess anything up.
Didn't I tell you, bro, weeks ago? They gunning for that, man, bro. They gonna find something to get him for. We got you. And it's not all Rock's fault either. I'm sure Rock does have an ego. He's a pro wrestler.
Absolutely. Gotta have an ego.
Someone said Black Adam heat. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Adam Cole comes out next. We got the debut of All Elite Access next week. And he's coming back. And we were talking about who's his opponent gonna be. At first, I was like, yeah, maybe it's like Jake Hager or somebody. I was like, nah, Jake Hager doesn't make sense. He's too big and he can't do the Panama Sunrise. No. So then I was like, oh, easy. It's gotta be Daniel Garcia. As soon as I said it, like 3 seconds later, theme flipped over.
Man, listen. He called this out and he was 100% positive that it was Daniel Garcia. And he was 100% accurate that it was Daniel Garcia. Like the moment he said, it's got to be Daniel Garcia. Boom. Daniel Garcia's music drops. And that's who it was. This man called that out perfectly.
Bro, Adam Cole hits the line that he hit on Karrion Kross, which I think ended him that night.
Absolutely.
What makes Adam Cole so special? To make me feel special, you ring the freaking bell, baby. And Adam Cole is the best. So it looks like Adam Cole, Daniel Garcia is the matchup for next week. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Daniel Garcia came out looking like he was in some 90s music video for R&B. He had like half his jacket on. He was talking that West Seneca garbage. I don't know what was going on with him, but he was doing his thing.
I don't know what was going wrong with him either, but don't you ever in your life go back out to the ring with a I don't know if it's leather or pleather, one of the two. With your shoulder exposed.
Bad boy, baby. Bad boy. Garcia and Cole will be a banger. I'm sure they will. Jonathan Paul joins us in the chat. Hello, Jonathan. Kyra and Derek, the little details you missed. The Firm reminded me of Deep Cover mix with Big Pun and Deep Cover with a little LA vibe. What's up, guys?
What up?
You know what? The Firm's theme wasn't playing long enough for me to get a vibe from it instantly, but I loved how it sounded, though. I was like, this is good. I was really trying to figure out who was rapping because I know a lot of the people who do the rap songs for AEW, and I was like, who is that? And that's what I was actually trying to listen for. Garcia calls himself a wrestler. Long-term storytelling. And when you hear any of these mother effers say that there's no storytelling in AEW, you guys can smack them. You can tell them. Like, shut up. Because Garcia doing that is going to come back into play, I believe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And those who didn't believe should believe now. Just because it's totally different. But it needs to happen.
Matt Lopez said Cross never recovered after Cole burned him. That is very true.
Oh.
Chugs.
Who would recover after that?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, but if you build yourself up,
I mean, you could, but I mean that's a premium low blow right there.
Premium, like you paid for this shit. Triple-A coverage right there, my friend. B-Boy said Chug's Army. Yeah, I see it. A lot of people repping Chugs. They love them in here. I'm subscribed to him. I love the dude. Garcia took notes by watching Bobby Brown because of Chris Jericho. It's his prerogative. See what I did there? Threw that in for you, Derek. Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate the ideas. Please stop, Derek. Distracting me. Garcia spoke the truth, but that's before he got swaffed. Garcia gear gave me flashbacks of his 97. His new theme should be Rope Shaker by Rex and FX. It's Teddy. Ready with the 1-2 checker. I'm done. Kenny Omega and Don Callis backstage. Kenny's pissed that he didn't go with his friends. He's upset. And Kenny feels torn, but Don's like, nah, you got to stay here, player.
Right, yeah, stay here. Stay here.
What we're seeing here is the beginning
of the end.
I dare. Why do you always say the end? Like it's Armageddon, bro. But I think Kenny and Don are falling apart. But I think Don has a new student in the game. Kenosuke. Just saying. Here we go. Garcia should have pulled the Rick James slap. Y'all wilding out tonight. Did not expect Rump Shaker in the chat. Rump Shaker is a classic. It's definitely up there for like one of the first songs I learned a lot of the words to.
It definitely is up there. Like there's no denying Rump Shaker. Like
Teddy Riley, a legend for real, dude. It's like a long, sharp sword. What do you say? I ain't in the tricking, I'm in the treating, and yeah. I ain't in the treating every trick that I'm eating. Nah. These are things that I'm listening to at the gym that you're probably like, oh, he's probably listening to some hard old rap music. Now I'm listening to Rump Shaker while I'm running on the treadmill. Next up, John Moxley. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I did not put this up. Oh, and before we move on to this right here, I wanted to show you what Stokely said when he found out that he was facing Hook. Hopefully I don't get in trouble for having that up too long, but I had to snapshot that.
No, had to be that way, bro. Had to be that way.
John Moxley and Stu Grayson.
Stuart Grayson.
Stu Grayson was showing his ass tonight. Yo, I ain't gonna front.
Boy.
Stu Grayson was killing it.
Stu was on fire. Stu was definitely on fire. Like going like balls to the wall, bro. Like,
and I loved it, bro. He came in, started off with some hard-hitting shots. Moxley delivers a great shoulder bump off the apron. Stu does like a turnaround and lands onto the guardrail. Then he gets in, and Stu Grayson hits like a middle rope whisper in the wind on Moxley, yes, who's laying down. It was beautiful.
It was.
He hits a top rope moonsault, and then he lands on the rest of the Blackpool Combat Club. The man's amazing. I'm glad AEW re-signed him. Stu Grayson should have never left, and I'm glad they worked it out.
Yeah, he never showed up, but happy that my man Stu is back.
Uno needed him.
Yes. Uno, I, you know what? I couldn't put my finger on it. for the longest time, but Uno definitely needs Stu, and Stu needs Uno. Like, they are.
Everybody said Moxley didn't bleed tonight. No blood. No blood is weird.
This is true.
Stu Grayson hits a 450 on Moxley, only gets a two count. Moxley went for that bulldog choke. Need this man in the head. Avalanche Death Rider for the dub. Moxley wins. I love that Moxley's been vicious.
Yes. I would love to see the rest of them get on that same level.
You know what I just noticed, too? Someone came back for the main event, but didn't come back here. Storytelling. But they don't tell stories. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. We don't want to hear it, all right?
Reminds me of one, two. It doesn't matter if The Rock counts to three.
B-Boy said Joey Janela, Kota Ibushi has been announced for Joey Janela Spring Break 7. Yes, I saw him. I retweeted that.
Yo, Joey Janela still wrestling, bro?
Oh, yeah. He wrestles independently. GCW. He gets his own shows and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows how to book. The Firm theme is a ripoff of Big Daddy V's theme, calling all cars. Y'all better stop. He didn't bleed. See Preston's play on Sarah finally. LOL, Conrad. He didn't bleed. See Preston's play. Calling top rope move Avalanche is pure AF. I don't care. I'm going to Forbidden Door. Right, I mean, right, what do you want from me?
Exactly.
I'm about to beat Derek up when Fight Forever comes out. And Derek gonna be eating that steak. Y'all, I can't. It has to be. I want it on that fucking GoPro too when he records it. I want that GoPro to capture every nasty ass grease bite he's gonna have to take. I should make him do it in the morning too for breakfast.
Oh no!
Yeah, yeah. Nah, have him run around the office all day.
Nah, bro.
Any more napkins?
Nah, bro. It's not happening, bro. I can't wait. Is when I get this dude. Oh man, gonna have to wear the Tom Beasley 80 for Brady.
Yo, y'all wildin'. Appreciate it. The GoPro didn't work. Derek is laugh a lot. Derek is safe. Nah, don't be sticking up for Derek now.
Yo,
see, Jonathan Paul knows he's gonna acknowledge Conrad.
Nah,
he knows.
Nah,
he will have his back broken and made humble. Yes.
Nah, see, my girl Deanna got me.
Next up, we had Ricky Starks. And Ricky comes out and he has a nice interview segment where he says that he's tired of talking back and forth with Juice Robinson. He says he's going to fix that on Rampage. So Ricky's making the open challenge. He said, let's fight now. Let's do it. So is that match going to happen with Ricky and your boy, Juice Robinson? We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that'll be an instant banger. Right off the bat. Like, no questions asked. No questions asked.
Six said make Derek follow up with a hot coffee so he gets mud butt.
Yo, come on, bro. I can't do the film of coffee, bro. Coffee.
Invite him over for dinner and then give him some ribs after.
I'm going to peel them ribs.
Yes, Ricky Starks.
Oh, and then on top of that, we also have
This is bullshit, everybody.
Spanish.
Ricky Spanish in the house. Be on Rampage. Rampage is at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this week. So, or on Saturday, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, on Saturday. Yeah. See, you got to make sure I'm giving you guys the right shit this week.
Yes.
So, make sure you got your DVR set if that's your usual time. Don't forget, next week's the beginning of AEW All Access. We get a QTV segment. This is all that TMZ shit. They were having a good laugh at people's expenses. Made fun of people on Twitter. It sounds like that's what they're doing every week. You're making fun of the people on Twitter.
Right, yeah.
Love it. Following up from that, AEW Rampage. TNT title shot. It's going to be Hobbs versus Pentagon.
That's going to be nasty.
Nasty. Ace said, Derek, let me say we got to eat those steak, eggs, and cheese.
Nah. Steak is not a breakfast.
Only want me for that cheese guts.
telling you, bro. It's going to be that 80 for Brady.
Well, listen. We ain't watching no 80 for Brady. We're not doing that because it's shield time. Folks, go to manscaped.com, put in our promo code EPWSHOW. You can save yourself 20% off on all Manscaped items. Now, free delivery. You're helping out the show. It's for a good cause. I recommend that lawnmower. The lawnmower 4.0 does wonders. Get the clipping. Get the job done. It works every time. You don't want to be walking around looking like my man El Gigante, a.k.a. Giant Gonzalez. You see that crotch area? Not looking good, all right? But you don't know what's underneath that, all right? If you trim the grass, the trees look taller. So just imagine you do a nice trim job around there. You're going around it. All of a sudden, you don't know. A log could fall from out of there. You don't know until you trim it. So go to Manscaped, get that taken care of. Also, our good friends at Powerslam.tv have a promo code for us, EPW Show. That's also our social media handles on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. It's all down below. Give us a follow on there. We would greatly appreciate it. Powerslam.tv, EPW Show. You get 1 free month of independent wrestling on us. You're living your life. It's not that bad. All right? We got stuff for you. All right? You don't want to look like Giant Gonzalez after having that crappy match with Undertaker. Some trees are really small bushes. Don't know until you clip it, though, Deanna. Be proud of your small bushes if that's what you got in your house. All right? Nothing wrong with a small bush every once in a while.
Small bushes can work, too.
Someone likes them.
Someone does.
The Outcast, Tony Storm versus Sky Blue. I say this every week. Derek says this every week.
Yes.
Yo, Sky Blue. Derek was singing the praises, I think, louder than me tonight. Sky Blue has gotten so much better.
She has, bro. Like, it's amazing. Because at first, like, when you watched her wrestle, it was like, ooh, extremely green behind the ears. But she has grown. She has blossomed. And she's getting better and better by the match.
She's got sunshine.
She does.
On a cloudy day. I like it. So in this, fiery offense from Sky Blue to start things off. Tony Storm gets on offense. We go into the commercial break, picture in picture. Derek's favorite. We come back. Sky Blue is hitting her code blue. Same thing as the code red.
Yes.
And the Outcasts are out there. They're distracting the referee. They're trying to jump. Tony Storm gets rolled up real close. Storm hits a hip attack. And eventually hits Storm Zero pile driver for the dub. Once again, we see that a beatdown is coming. Here comes Riho and Willow. Yes. Riho carrying a pipe that is
bigger than her.
She just can't. Yo, she was swinging that thing before she even got in the ring. I love that Riho is this aggressive. I love Riho. Like, people can say whatever they want.
Yo,
Riho, I like it.
Listen, Riho has been like stellar ever since day one. You can't take that from her.
Yeah, I know a lot of people comment on the size and everything of Riho, but I love watching Riho work. Like, she's just, I don't know, there's something about her that's, it's the energy with her.
Yes.
When she's in the ring that I really like.
Yeah, Riho is great. Like, let's not focus on the minuscule stuff.
Yeah. B-Boy's putting up peaches. I don't know what that means, guys. I'm with B-Boy on this one. Sabretooth Tiger was running through small bushes. By the way, RIP to JDF, like Terrell wrote up here. Power Rangers got a new movie coming out. You saw the... Did I send that to you?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. No, I forgot to message you back. I think that's going to be dope, bro.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. We saw Billy in it. We saw a little Zach.
Yeah.
I don't know if Zach's still dancing now. I don't know if he's making the moves, but...
He might be.
He probably danced on them putties still. Them putties were ass. I like that Rita Repulsa is just like a mask now.
Yeah,
go check out the preview if you guys haven't.
I really think that's gonna be dope, bro.
Yeah, without giving you guys too much, like, I think it looks good.
Yeah,
Sky Blue Chew. And on a side note, Tony's hip attack is vicious, and I still want to be hit by it. Come on, Matt. Riho swinging a pipe like crazy. She was. Sky Blue yams. Dante Martin fumbled the bag. Wait, what? They don't. Aren't they together? I don't know. I don't get into the relationship stuff all the time unless it's like well known.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro. If I get into a relationship in the wrestling world, you ain't going nowhere. Like you're mine.
Chill.
I'm just saying, bro. Nah. You staying with me.
Riho swinging that pipe like J.R. Smith. Come on now. Come on now. Riho and Maki make the best pint-sized tag team. Zach still dancing? Why not, brother?
Right.
Why not? Where are we with all of this stuff here? Boom. I lost my place. AEW Rampage. We're live, pal. Rampage. Here's the lineup. Hobbs versus Pentagon. TNT Championship. Layla Gray. Taya Valkyrie. Brody King versus Jake Hager. Gonna be some ass whippings going on. That's gonna be a hoss fight. Ricky Starks says he's gonna challenge Juice Robinson. We'll see what happens with that. And the Kingdom versus the Acclaimed. They saved the Acclaimed rap for Rampage. It's a lot of shit for an hour.
It is.
Tony just packing that show up.
Yeah, but if you're gonna pack that show like that,
Derek would not take Deborah out the equation. Take Deborah out the equation.
If
Derek got a possessive streak, ring the alarms. See, I told you when you said that, I was like, that choice sound crazy, D.
No, bro, I'm just saying, dude. Like, yo, it's if you got.
Someone, I know what you meant, but I'm saying yeah. When people hear it, they're like,
yeah, no, I don't.
You ain't going nowhere. Derek got the ropes and chain out, like, yeah, bro.
I mean, no, bro. If you got someone that looks.
Tight. The safe word is pineapples.
No, I'm just saying, bro. Like, if you got someone who looks as good as Sky Blue, like, stop, bro. And then you got and you already know, bro. All the men outweigh the women. Like, there's more men than women.
Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, on the roster?
Yes. Like, bro,
you have a wife at home?
You could, but I'm just saying, bro, if you are single.
Listen, I this is Conrad's word of advice of love for the week. Do not date people for work. It only leads to trouble. I'm a big believer in, I won't say, I was going to use a very bad terminology that I won't use on here because I don't want to say any nasty stuff because we already talked about spit enough tonight.
Right.
But don't blank where you eat at, all right? That's all right. I'm going to say. Yes. Don't do it. I've seen it happen to too many people. Drama.
Way too much drama.
You got people from the outside who bring drama to your work. You don't need any people bringing drama where you're supposed to be making your money, all right? Conrad's word of advice.
I'm just saying, bro, if that was his girl, I'm marrying Sky Blue right off the bat, bro. Like, yo, you're not going nowhere. I'm sorry. I can't lose you to nobody.
Chad Weiland, bro, the last three comments. Six, and it's hard to believe all the Power Rangers are in their 50s now. Crazy. That is a fact.
Yo, Zach is the only one that really doesn't really look like he's like that up, that old.
Black don't crack, baby. I'm talking about the Power Ranger. Bonesaw Derek be like, I got 3 minutes for the freak show. I got you for 3 minutes, freak show.
Wait, what's the one joint? You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that was Bonesaw.
Yeah. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime.
They said that was you. Outweigh the women. Derek about to be in some trouble like The Rock did with the Samoa females. he put up the sirens. Get him. I got a terminology for that. Never get your honey from the same place you get your honey. Man, you ain't lying.
No, you're right.
You ain't lying. I agree. But, you know, some people got to be busy bees. I got to agree with Derek. I would marry Sky Blue on the spot.
Yeah, bro, like, I can't let you go, bro. Like, that's, I'm sorry. You're beautiful.
See, you got to rephrase this for Derek. See, when we were a tag team in the rap, Derek let me do the marketing. What Derek means to say is, if he had an opportunity, he wouldn't want to mess it. That's what Derek's trying to say. Derek's saying it to this whole other level. It's taking it from here to here.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, you're a diamond in the rough.
This dude put safe word.
You're a diamond in the rough. I got no. I can't. I just
this guy Blue could be crazy. too.
That's all right, though. We'll be crazy together.
Listen, I have another firm belief of you guys are getting all the Dr. Love. Call me Dr. Love, Conrad Cushman tonight. Leave your chin nutty like a payday. Anyway. Totally inappropriate. I don't even care at this point if you two flags this, but listen. Actually, yes, I do. I had to say that for Derek purposes. Listen, when you are talking about all of this this hoopla with men, women, and all that, Six says she could be crazy. All women are crazy. There are just different levels to this shit. You want to try to stay at around a 4. You don't want to be getting into the 9s and 10s area because you know people who've dealt with that. All right? You don't want to deal with that. Now, all dudes, so girls are probably like, what the hell is this about women? No. And all dudes are nasty ass people. All dudes are disgusting. You have disgusting things that you do, and all dudes are disgusting. There's just levels to the disgusting that you will be willing to deal with. All right? It's the exact same thing. And there's guys who are crazy too. There's just levels to all this shit. You got balance, my people. Derek on his macho man, sit right there, Elizabeth, and don't say nothing. Derek, I don't know if you know this, but Macho Man was actually like possessive, they said, of Elizabeth.
I don't know. I remember that.
I hope Riho leads AEW women against Saraya and not Jamie. It could be Jamie's since she's the women's champion. I don't think there will be a person. I think it's going to be a group effort, Terrell. I think that's what they're going to try to keep it as.
Yeah.
You can mess around with crazy. Do not hit your buggy to it. That sounds like some slang that came from the same areas of dick in the dirt. She's a wrestler, bro. If she's willing to put herself through a table, what do you think she's going to do to you?
Well, this is true.
I'm going to leave this where it is. If y'all need some more love advice, feel free. Send us an email at EPW Show. We'll answer the question on air. Just let us know that you sent the email.
Listen, all I'm saying is I don't agree with like the whole Macho Man kind of shit situation like that. I don't agree with that. I do not agree with that. But what I am saying is like if I have you,
if I chain you up,
if I have you around me, you we're getting married. I'm sorry. We're getting married. I don't care. Like we just started dating. No, we're getting married.
Derek's Love Podcast, Deanna Teller.
Hey.
It is laughing my ass off. I'll have to teach a course. I'm going to need that. Derek's Love Podcast in wrestling. But I forget you are from Buffalo. Y'all be putting yourselves through tables too. Yeah, that's an automatic.
I don't do that shit.
Guy, I heard the same thing that Macho Man was control of Elizabeth. I heard a backstage fight between him and Hogan with Elizabeth in the middle was real. I did not hear that much, but I don't know. We were talking about WrestleMania 9. The rumor is Macho Man gave Hogan the black eye, but we don't know if that's true or not.
I believe it's true.
You got to chill with that, bro.
I believe it's true.
I'm just telling y'all, slander. Y'all got to know what slander is. If it's not true, you can't say it.
I mean.
Do you have proof?
Do we need it?
Yes. Why? Nah, Derek, you sounded nutty. Someone said, nah, Derek, you sounded nutty, bro. Derek Conrad, how about the scene from Don't Be a Menace? I'm gonna be on someone's ass. This dude is tripping. Man, you lock her up with all these wrestlers going around laughing. He wasn't locking her up, he was locking them out. Rename the podcast to Everything Pro Wrestling and Love. You don't want to hear about love from me. I'll tell you the truth. That's what people don't want to hear. I'll tell you the truth about your shit. Next week on Dynamite, Adam Cole versus Daniel Garcia, Blackpool Combat Club attacks Stu Grayson afterwards. Why? Because they're badasses and that's what they do. Put a beat down on Stu. Wheeler, you just Captain Planet ass came over here. I'm going to drag you through hell, wind, and water, you punk ass, and you have no heart.
Earth.
Wind. Just, yo. Friggin' telling you.
Water.
Derek is the new lock from 2K. Derek, I'm going to need you to chill, bro.
No, I love women.
We know.
I love women.
I got stories for that, too, but that's for another time. y'all gonna have to start donating some money to hear them stories. One day I'll tell y'all the story about the number 5 from McDonald's. Y'all laugh at that, too. Conrad, like a pastor, I said, don't ask no questions. Classic scene. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Heart, Go Planet. Right? Captain Planet was the shit back in the 90s. It was. I had the Captain Planet toys, bro.
So did I.
You'll pay for this, Captain Planet. Speaking of paying, someone should have charged us for this damn match. Kenny Omega versus El Hijo del Vikingo. Hijo, excuse me. El Hijo del Vikingo. I'm going to call him Vikingo for the rest of this because I'm familiar with him. Vikingo is the shit. He's the shit. Derek got up and almost walked out twice from the shit he was doing.
Listen. Yo, this is my first time seeing Vikingo. The fuck is wrong with you, bro?
Who, him?
Yes. The like, dude. Where did you get this shit?
Boy is nice, bro. I'm telling you. He's really good.
God.
Reminds you of, like, young Rey Mysterio, right? The yes. shit. I'm like, bro, how do you time a Hurricanrana like that? There ain't no bro. Way.
Like, just the movements, the speed, the precision. That is very, like, Rey Mysterio-esque.
I'm waiting to see what this chat thought of this match.
Like, oh, my God. Although, I will say, I tried my hardest to pull a rant out of my ass because Kenny should have fucking lost, but I'm not going to.
You can't right now.
I can't because there's a story. So there's a story.
Well, this match isn't the story. There's a story outside of it. Yeah. But Matt Lopez said there's a Captain Planet live action movie being made. Who the hell's Captain Planet? Don Cheadle? What is this?
Nicolas Cage.
Wheeler, you to be like two LA Dojo people now. You want Shibata. Love this man. This match was fire. Kenny's the GOAT, but Kingo is the man. You know, I love my flippy shit. We all do.
Yes.
We all do. Somebody should tell Tony put the pay-per-view on the rematch and make us pay for it. You know where the rematch is going to be? Triple A. Kenny will have to go over there now to do that match because that's where it was supposed to happen. So, this match is supposed to happen in 2021. Kenny's coming out. Vikingo just leaps over the top rope and does a front flip on him. Holy shit. Holy shit. He does another flip. Then they get in the ring. Kenny's like, okay, we can finally ring the bell. Bruh. Vikingo? You get this is awesome chance already.
Yes.
This is for all those people who were like, oh, no. We don't know who he is. Bruh. If you see anybody, I think you can roast them if they say this was great afterwards, because this was your introduction to Vikingo if you didn't know who he was.
I didn't need to know who he was. This is all I needed to see.
That was it, bro.
That was it. I didn't need to see anything else.
Right? Look at Kenny was selling like a drunk man. Conan liked him too, for sure. What a five-star classic, people are saying. We need Vikingo versus Ibushi match. That'd be nuts too. This match was awesome. I took some times to see what happened. Yeah. TK brought to dig deep into his pockets to sign. Yeah. I don't know if he's getting Vikingo either, because why would AAA allow their top guy to leave? Like, they got him right now. They're like, no, you stay right here, buddy.
Right.
They need a rematch at Double or Nothing, and then CM Garbage will arrive at the end. Yeah, I said it. You're going to hate me that night. Just know you're going to hate me that night. The five star, somebody said, this match was effed. Wasn't a match, it was an experience. Kyron and Derek, speak of reboot, you hear we got a yes. good burger too. Yes, I did hear that.
Oh, for real?
You said it right the first time. J in Spanish is pronounced like a H. H is pronounced like a E. I took French. All right, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, oui.
Je voudrais un steak et frites. See, you didn't know. You didn't know that D went far that I got in French. It went far, baby. Je suis désolé à la homework. I did not do the homework. Got me out of trouble one time for learning how to say that. I was like, nice. Shout out to Google.
Right.
Someone say a match of the year contender. This might be on our list at the end of the year when it's time to vote.
I would be willing to agree with that.
Kenny Omega did a monkey flip, bro, on the ring apron onto this man's back. Yikes, that shit looked like it hurt.
Scared the hell out of me because I thought he was going to fall on his head.
Nah, dude's great, bro.
I thought he was going to fall on his head.
He's great. Omega goes for a powerbomb. It gets reversed into a Hurricanrana. A middle rope reverse Phoenix Splash from Vikingo, but it only got a two count. He then bounced off the ropes, hit a poison run on Omega, Omega rolls to the outside, and then he's set up on the table. He jumps off the ropes and does a 630 through the table.
Yes.
Do you understand how hard my fat ass ain't doing a one roll? I can't even do the RVD shit. This man's doing 630s, bro. Just anywhere, anything, doing whatever he has to do and whatever he wants, man.
Wow.
After he went through the table, I stopped writing notes because Derek got up like he was about to leave.
Yes.
Derek couldn't believe this shit. Unbelievable. Vikingo is jumping off the ropes, hitting poison ranas. It didn't matter at this point. Go see this match if you haven't. Like, if you like that style, if you like the luchador style and Kenny mixing the New Japan in. Because what I was trying to explain to Derek is Vikingo, like the luchador style, they wrestle like that all day over there. So they're fine with doing that. But Kenny does the strong style where it's big hits, big moves. Now you're feeling it. That's the Japan style, which we're going to hopefully get to experience at Forbidden Door. Because I want Derek to see this because I want to see if he likes this style. And after that happens, Vikingo goes up, 630. Boom, crash and burn. That looked like it sucked.
Oh.
Then V-trigger to the face. One wing angel, not wing Ed. One wing angel down. One, two, three. Kenny gets the dub. Then here comes the Blackpool Combat Club. They start commencing to whipping that ass. Start stomping them. And then we hear the sirens. Holler if you hear me. No, it wasn't. It was the ambulance that left earlier with the Jacksons in it. It's Hangman. And he comes out with some crazy ass board with nails in it like it was Janice. And I'm talking about from TNA, if you guys get that reference. Comes out with the board, though, and he's ready to fight. He chases them off. Don Callis sees him, and then Don Callis falls over like Hangman hit him. And Kenny goes, hey, asshole, get out of here. I don't want to deal with you.
Oh, man. My boy Don Callis, I like what he did. I like what he did. That was nice. I like it. Bring back, like, listen, Kenny Omega is my guy. I need him to be on my side at all times. And you are getting in the way.
Mm-hmm. Because he was the one who drove the wedge. Remember? Yes. But this falls along the lines of the BJ storyline of, are we still friends? Dog. It's been years. Just talk.
Right, exactly.
I know it's pro wrestling, though, and that will never happen, but I always laugh just thinking about it. Someone said that D went far. Pause.
Play.
I'm still trying to figure out how he did have those moves. That D went far. Triple A letting Vikingo go. They don't even want anyone to stream his matches when he started his U.S. indie tour before changing their minds. The pause button. You're in my head again, LOL. I thought Kenny broke his neck. That was a scary bump. BJ, Vikingo versus Dante Martin would be good, Deanna. I think that'd be good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ibushi finishes the Phoenix Splash, rip to Hayabusa, Hanzo, Mon, and Habanero. Yes. Yes. RIP to those legends. Or, well, to Hayabusa, though. My fat ass can't even do a frog splash. Vikingo be wildin'. Or Ray Phoenix. That'd be a good one, too. Or Penta, even.
Bro. I don't even think I'd be mentally ready for that match.
If you watch AAA, though, I think you've seen the match before, though. Like, even if it's in a five-way. Imagine him in a five-way with, like, Jay. He had a five-way to become the champion. Kenny is all strong style and Kings Road American Indie Fusion plus anime. He's dope. He's the best. Wouldn't be the first time John Moxley worked for Punk. LOL. I saw them hoodies. Don Callis with some carny bullshit. Intern just repeated you. Holla if you hear me. I'm going to have to come talk to you, boy.
I got two-thirds of them.
I got... He's fat. Joe's fat. Don Callis with the soccer foul. Ibushi in America won. April, yeah, WrestleMania weekend, I believe he is. Don may have caused the Young Bucks attack for all we know. Could be.
Right.
Could be. And they keep saying it's the Blackpool Combat Club. What I'm trying to tell everybody is, what if it's not?
Right.
Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Mentioned to you a few weeks back that Mox and Combat Club getting stale and heel turn is needed. Part one complete. Part two, Don Callis will be the new leader of BCC. Remember I said this. I still think he's going to go with Konosuke Takeshita, but maybe both things could be true. We'll see. Let me see. AR Fox versus Vikingo would be good. Or Sammy Guevara. Yes. Sammy Guevara's been in AAA.
Spanish God.
Vikingo versus Darby. Yeah, someone ain't making it out of that match.
Oh, God.
No. Bro, imagine Vikingo versus Chris Jericho. Man, that'd be good too. Deanna says she can see what Sean was saying. Coolio jumped the Bucks. Good burger. Y'all better stop it. Punk gonna bring the Straight Edge Society and bring in Serena Deeb. Man, I miss Serena Deeb. I think she's still injured, though. I do miss Serena Deeb. Yeah. Put your final scores in the chat for me. If you're watching this after the fact, leave me a comment, even if it's an emoji, something. They all help. I will respond back. It helps more people see the video and the algorithm besides your likes. A like is also always appreciated. And this is also going to be available on all audio platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Good pods. We have been ranked in the top 25 for the last couple weeks for pro wrestling. We've floundered at like sometimes I think the highest I've seen this is 13. But if you guys want to, man, show us some love on Good Pods, even if it's a quick play, it's much appreciated.
Please do.
EPW's been getting some love. Yes, Kyle O'Reilly is hurt. I heard he's having some complications after his surgery. So well wishes to Kyle O'Reilly. Derek, what are you giving this tonight? 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
Perfect show for you?
Perfect show for me.
Deanna said 8.9. I'm going to go with a solid 8.5, and we're going out of 10 tonight. Okay. Vikingo versus Jungle Boy, someone said. Ooh. 7. 7, Tokyo said. Okay. Jonathan Paul said 8.1. 9 out of 10. Wait forever for Punk. Where's my Tupac juice face? Don't be saying no wait forever. 8.5 out of 10. EPW 10 out of 10. Don, negative 10 out of 10 for that whack-ass flop. 10 out of 10 tonight for y'all. 8.8 for AEW. That's a good. That's good. Layla Hirsch is injured too. I think she's coming back soon. I hope so, Jonathan. Rob Zombie sucks. Rob Zombie slander is always real. 10 out of 10. Hub said 8, but I'm a tough grader. Yeah, yeah, they say the same thing about me sometimes. CM Punk is still on the AEW production truck. You ain't going to replace those too fast. 8 out of 10. You know what? I'm crazy, Derek. LOL. Don't hit me. I'll hit me. Listen, guys, we got a big week coming up next week. We're going to be talking WrestleMania. Derek's supposed to be on Clash of the Podcast. We'll see if he's here. If he's not, you'll get me and Sean. We're going to be covering all the WrestleMania matches, what's going down. Me and Derek are going to be doing the WrestleMania reviews. I don't know if night one is a lock just yet. I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen with that, but night two for sure is a lock. And you'll get me and Derek covering that and reviewing the show for you guys. So if you will, no, I'm talking about, so, Derek, we're going to have to talk about this off air. 27th, we're doing the preview and predictions for everything. Because then that Saturday is going to be the WrestleMania. So, this weekend. So, the first and second is WrestleMania. We'll have that up. Next week is Loaded. Yes. Yes, Hubbard's always here. Professor Cushman doesn't give a F. Someone said we don't need Punk. We don't need Punk. What? Always bring back Punk. Just for my selfish reasons. Because I'm usually not selfish. WrestleMania is April 1st and 2nd. Conrad, Mike is facing Tanahashi at the New Japan pay-per-view. Yeah, Mike Bailey, I saw that. Next weekend is Mania. It's going to be Mania weekend. I said what I said. Now, when I say what I want to say, can't have AEW without the Elite. Gotta have the Elite. One day they ain't going to be around. You guys know that, right? But I guess AEW is going to shut down. Just like AEW was in the mud, but they sold all them damn tickets today for Forbidden Door. I don't want to hear it. All right? Listen, we're getting good AEW TV. Support it. Support the things you like. Support WWE with the things that they're doing. New Japan's been good. Support the things they're doing. Impact's been good. Support the things they're doing. Hater. Who this man? All right? Show some love. So listen, for myself and the man they call Derek, we are going to be back Next week, I better see everybody on Clash of the Podcast 605. We're talking WrestleMania. I want your predictions. Me and Derek will be back next week to review Dynamite. Then we're going to do WrestleMania reviews. Big week for EPW. Hit them likes, tell some friends, and subscribe to the podcast. We are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. One.
Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes, by the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes.